is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
It's time to talk non-league football because I'm delighted to be joined on the line by the chairman of AFC Liverpool, Chris Stirrup. Chris, welcome to the show.
Afternoon, Matt. You okay?
I'm very well, thanks. It's great to have you on our non-league feature that we're doing every Tuesday. If you do want to get involved, drop us a tweet or an email, matt.jones@radiocity.co.uk. That's exactly what AFC Liverpool did, and Chris is on the line. And tell us a little bit about how AFC Liverpool are doing this season, Chris.
We've had better seasons. We were on a bit of a bad run, but in the last couple of games we've managed to turn that around. We've got a draw in the derby against City Liverpool, and we beat Darwin last time out, and we're suffering from a few postponements at the minute, but we're back in action again tomorrow night against Widnes at home, so just looking to keep the, hopefully turn the corner and get ourselves back up the table.
Yeah, I was just looking at your website and the fixture list. So am I right in saying you beat Darwin 4-2 last night, but that was your first game since the 4th of November?
Yeah, we haven't had the best of looks with a lot of away fixtures have been cancelled with the weather and things like that. And, you know, it is that time of year. So you try to, you know, like most teams, you try to keep the morale high and the form going and obviously hammer the training and, you know, try and be as match ready as you possibly can. And, you know, but it was the first time that we played Widnes in the league tomorrow night. And, you know, we played them earlier on in the season at their place in the Liverpool Senior Cup. And I know we got beat 1-0, but, you know, it was a very, very, very close game. And really, I think we, you know, we probably had the best of it. So hopefully tomorrow night we can carry on where we left off just over a week ago and get some more points on the board.
Yeah, you're in the Hallmark Security League, the Premier Division, which some people may still recognise as the Northwest Counties League. It's not, as you say, it's been a bit of a struggle, but then you are behind a number of teams on the games played. So once you play them, I'm sure you'll shoot up the table.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, like I say, you're having games in hand. I mean, it's difficult at our level of football because, especially this season, we've seen a lot of teams in our division. Everyone has beaten everyone. There's only really the two Runcorn sides that are, and Hanley possibly, that are moving away at the top. And everyone else, you know, as much as we're toward the bottom of the table, we're only like 10, 15 points behind basically the top six. And, you know, given it's only by the end of November, a lot of football to be played, you know, possibilities are we could certainly move up the table very quickly with our games in hand. But, you know, as I say, we have had a bad run, but hopefully we're turning that corner now. And Chris Stan was the manager. He's been very open and honest with supporters, you know, as to what's going on. And like I say, for, even though we are toward the bottom of the league, our goal difference is only about -5, which is, you know, it's not too bad for a team at the bottom. It's not. So it shows that really we are just having, you know, the odd, not getting the rub of the green in effect, and we are only losing by the odd goal. So, you know, with hopefully that turning a little corner now, we can start to progress back up the table.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed that is the case. You mentioned Chris there, the manager, who came in the summer, knows the club well, had a couple of spells as the assistant boss. How would you assess his time in charge so far?
Oh, Chris has been great for us. I mean, you know, he basically set up a whole brand new team. I think we've only got two players from last season, and Chris didn't come in until well, middle of June, late July, and by then a lot of teams had already started their pre-season playing games and with existing squads, and he's had to rebuild basically from scratch. And, you know, he said at the time that it was going to be a hard season for us, you know, made no excuses for that, and I don't think we sort of estimated it was going to be as hard as it has been, but, you know, he's kept faith in the lads that he's got playing for them, and there is a group mentality with them, and they do seem to be playing for each other. And at times, the football that he plays is really, really good, and, you know, it is turning for him, and hopefully he's getting the breaks that he deserves now.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with me, Matt Jones, and I'm delighted to be joined by the chairman of AFC Liverpool, Chris Stirrup, on our non-league fixture. Chris, just tell us a little bit about the history of AFC Liverpool, because they were only formed in 2008, and some people will know a little bit about the background of them and how they were formed, but it came around because, basically, Premier League fans were unhappy at the way the game was going.
Yeah, I mean, in 2008, you know, it's nearly 10 years now, and you looked at what was happening in the Premier League that time, and I know there was obviously all sorts of issues around the ownership of Liverpool at the time, but that had nothing to do with it really, because you had Spiritus of Shankly and that was dealing with all that. But for us, you know, it looked at the way that the Premier League was going, and it still hasn't gone away. They were talking about the 39th game being played in the league, so a normal league game would see Liverpool versus, I don't know, Liverpool versus Watford being played in Singapore, just for your normal 3 points, and that was solely, you know, just to make to make money, really. And that sort of tells you what the way that modern football is going and still is. And the fact that, you know, it costs, you know, a lot of money for people to go to top flight football now. And, you know, I know that you see, like, grass on grounds or like Manchester City and that, and places where, you know, people say they can't sell to ground. It's probably nothing to do with the fact that they haven't got the support. It's more to do with the fact of cost. And to get tickets now is quite hard. You know, you've only got to look at Liverpool now. The tickets go on sale twice a year. Now, it's not that's not the way football should be. People should be able to just wake up on the day of a game, like when we were all kids, and say, you know what, I'm going to go to footy today, and then go to the footy and be able to do that. And for us, you know, the amount of times that, you know, people tried to get tickets, and, you know, football shouldn't become a treat for people. It was always our game, and that's what we wanted to do. And at the time, the way that it was moving away, it showed more and more that it's not really a thing for people no more. It's there to generate money for the powers that be, whether that's the Premier League, whether it's Sky. That's solely what it's about now. So we decided to form our own club where we can make it accessible to everyone. And, you know, anyone can be a member of our football club, and it's the supporters that set the price of the tickets. So, you know, since our inception 10 years ago, the prices haven't changed. It's been a fiver. It was a fiver in 2008. It's a fiver tomorrow night. So we're there basically to give football back to people who feel that they don't have football in their lives no more, whether that's people who can't afford to take their children, or it's people who've you know, went to football in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and now it's too much for them. We want to give them that live football experience, because, you know, that's why we enjoy it, is the thrill you get from it, and that's what we want to try and give back to people.
I'm sure there are plenty of people listening who completely agree with what you're saying, Chris. So if they do want to come down and watch you, well, they've got plenty of chances over the next few weeks, haven't they? Am I right in saying you've got four home games in a row, starting from tomorrow against Widnes?
Yeah, we've got Widnes tomorrow. We're at home again on Saturday against Abbey Hay. Then we've got a cup game next Tuesday night against Holker. And then a week out, and then on the 9th, Derby weekend, Bootle come to us. So, you know, if you can have double Derby that weekend with the Liverpool Everton Sunday, and then, say, on the day before, we're at home to Bootle, which is always a good game. Nice friendly rivalry. They've had the better of it in recent years. And obviously they're a great side, Bootle, and been around for a long time. And, you know, it's always good to play them. But, you know, we owe them one, and hopefully, you know, we can turn that around. But yeah, you're right. We've got four games basically over the next 10 days, really, at Marine.
And you play. Yeah, I was going to say, you play your home games at Marine. So if anyone does want to get down there, it's not too difficult to get to at the Marine Travel Arena. Just before I let you go then, Chris, the question I'm asking every non-league club that come on, what makes your club in specifically so special?
Our club is basically so special because it's for people, you know, we set it up for people who had football taken out of their lives. And just because, you know, at the time, obviously, we were all Liverpool supporters, but we've been going for a while now, and we do have people who come down. You know, there's lads who play for us with their Everton tattoos and so on and so forth. So it's not specifically designed solely for Liverpool supporters. Yet we are all Liverpool supporters. We mould ourselves in that. We like to think we go about that the correct way that we grew up, that Liverpool did. But we are solely there for affordable football for anyone who doesn't have football in their life live and wants that experience. If they come down to us, they'll be welcomed. They'll be made to feel welcome. They'll have a good day, and they will see entertaining football. As much as everyone thinks non-league, regardless of the club, everyone has an opinion of non-league football being terrible. It's really not. You know, and I've seen some great football at Anfield over the years, and I've seen some fantastic goals. But also in non-league, I've seen goals and passages of football that more than match that environment. And if they were filmed live, they'd be shown forever and a day. And you see that type of thing at non-league across the board. Not obviously, I want you to come and see us, but across the board, non-league is the way forward for people who just want to enjoy football.
I completely agree with you. I've watched plenty of non-league football myself because my cousin plays for Main Road in your division, and it's a cracking level of football, and it's a real grassroots as well. So if anyone does want to get down and watch a bit of non-league football, AFC Liverpool at home tomorrow to Widnes, it should be a terrific occasion there. Chris, fingers crossed you get the 3 points and can continue climbing that table.
Thank you very much.
Top man, thanks for joining us, sir.
Cheers.
That's Chris Stewart up there, the AFC Liverpool chairman. As I say, they're at home tomorrow to Widnes.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.